your thoughts on starting on PUP and your attitude as this thing begins?
I'm not worried about it. I just got to try to get better. And basically, I think that what that is it gives me an opportunity to go and get some work that, you know, that I need. So I'm okay with whatever we decide as a group, and that's best for not only me individually, but for us as a team. So, and like I say, it's kind of to be expected, though, you know, right now.
What progress have you made the last 3 weeks?
You know what? Actually, the last 3 weeks have been a lot better. Actually was jogging the other day, doing skipping and stuff outside. So it's a totally different thing, you know, being out on the grass and doing those things. And you can still feel a little bit, you know, in the area that was had surgery on it. But for the most part, it's a huge step compared to the last 3 months. You know, the last 3 weeks have been so much better. And I expect the next week or two to be better than that. So that's all I can look forward to. I just look forward to getting back out there and doing what I do.
You want to race?
What?
You want to race?
Cars?
No, you're out there jogging. So I'm like,
you got me right
now. Take advantage of you now.
Yeah. You're going to put up a lot of money. I still beat you. Depends on how much on the line.
Do you have any date in mind on when you'd like to be back or any
today?
Kind of idea? Well, okay. When you realistically think you might be back?
You know, I have no idea. And the thing is like I said before, I have to basically listen to my body for once in my life, quit letting, you know, this right here kind of control everything. Just listen to the, you know, the hip area and just go with it. You know, when it's ready to go, you know, I'll know. And hopefully that's in a great time frame for me to go and get back out on the field during this camp and go back to doing what I do and show them that I'm ready to play football.
Is there an amount of time that you think, you know, you've been through this a long time, so obviously a lot of the mental part you know, but I mean, is there like 1 or 2 weeks that you have to be ready for the regular season, you know, of field work or anything like that?
No, I mean, the thing is I've done this long enough where I know I can do some things alone and still be able to transfer it to the group. And I really believe I can do that. And at the same time, that's what it's going to take, because a lot of the work I'm going to be getting is not going to be with a bunch of other guys. But once I do step in the huddle with them, I wanted them to not have to adjust anything. If anything, I'll make the adjustment, and I'll be able to do that because I've done it before. And like I say, it's just a matter of getting out there, and I'll know, and they'll know, because I'll definitely let them know. And plus, you can just see it, you know, from the individual things you're doing when you're ready to kind of plug somebody else in with the group.